Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much indeed for giving us the floor. Let me welcome the presentation delivered by the Distinguished Special Rapporteur on the impact of unilateral coercive measures on the enjoyment of all human rights. We'd like just to set out before this forum the impact that the economic and trade and financial blockade has upon Cuba, imposed as it has been by the USA against Cuba, and the impact that's had on our government's capacity to promote scientific and technology innovation projects. Since March 2022 through to February 2023, the harm caused by the blockade in terms of biotechnology and the pharmaceutical industry in Cuba come to $142,896,200, and these impacts are felt on the income to be received by imports, the geographical impact of the trade. And just to give you some examples, for the Vaccine Institute, which produces Cuban COVID vaccines, the embargo has meant there have been problems in 14 operations, 7 of them related to primary material. There were also different types of material that was prohibited from import and had to be acquired through third providers, which caused significant increases in the prices per unit. The economic harm caused by the embargo has impacted ICT and has included telecommunications in Cuba. This from March 2022 to February 2023, it's estimated at $41,270,050. In that same period, the damage caused jointly to Cuban industry and the business system is calculated at $,750,990. This is linked mainly to income that should be perceived from different trade services. Variation in currency rates affected, as well as purchase of fuel, which affects all of our industrial systems and business systems across the board. This is evidence, sir, of what we have been denouncing on various occasions, the fact that the economic, trade and financial embargo imposed by the government of the United States against Cuba constitutes a flagrant violation of the human rights of my people, including the right to development, and also constitutes the main obstacle to implementation of the Agenda 2030 for sustainable development. As we have denounced on various occasions, the embargo constitutes a system of unilateral coercive measures, which is the most severe and extended over time applied against any country at all. Thank you.